Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new.
I was also looking for a job. I was going for an interview today. I was in the plane. You were calling me from another university. When I got it, I phoned our pastors. I said, I got two different universities. Amen?
Amen.
They all shouted. Then I got to the city where I am now. When I got there, people say you cannot get accommodation in that city. That it takes 10 years. Then you know what? I went to God. I said, God, if you are the king, and if you own all the houses in this city, speak your word of command. Where the word of a king is, there is what? I said, speak the word to every landlord in this city. Then the man said, even if you get accommodation, you get it 2 towns away. I said, God, if you are the owner of the city, do you know where the owner lives? If a man builds a house, he will live at the top as the landlord. Amen?
Amen?
And look out. And the owner will live in the center of the city. God, give me the center of the city. Amen?
Amen?
I got an accommodation like this. This is the Russian visa embassy. Amen?
Amen?
It was wonderful. When I got the center of the city, I got two first hand. The same time. I got to first time, I told our pastors again, which one will I choose?
Amen.
You will choose this year.
Amen.
This year 2008, you will be choosing miracle.
Amen.
Amen? And that's why we are sharing this story this morning to tell you that there is nothing too hard for God to do. When I was telling you then I need that condition, you know, if you go and meet some of us from Africa, go meet a bad person from Africa, their mouth can destroy your faith. Amen?
Amen.
Don't even talk about it. Just go and lie in blockage. Blockage should be your goal. I say I overcome that in Jesus' name. That's not my portion. Amen? My portion is to receive.
Amen?
I checked in blockage. I checked. But I see God, you have greater than what people say.
You are greater than what people say. You are greater than what people say. Jehovah, you are greater than what people say. Jehovah, you are good. You are kind. You are wonder than what people say. Jehovah, you are good. You are kind.
You are greater than what people say.
Now, look for something people have told you it's impossible that you are looking for, and tell God to do that particular thing for you. Open your mouth and pray.
Look for something in your own life. People have said that this one is impossible for anything to happen. Bring that thing before God and say, God, you are greater than what people say. Jehovah, you are greater than what people think. You are greater than what people say. Jehovah, you are greater than what people think. Jehovah, you are great. You are kind. You are greater than what people say. Jehovah, look for that thing and get the Lord, because you are greater than what anybody says. Because you are greater than what anybody thinks. This miracle I will get it, and I will testify that Jehovah gave it to me. That the one who is greater than what people says, the one who is greater than what people think, has given me my own miracle. Tell me that, God, I know you are kind. My Father, I know you are kind. I know you are kind, Father. Do this thing for me. I know you are a good God. You are a good God who does good things to his people. Because you are greater than what people say. Even if it's a visa man, even if it's an embassy man, come to that together. I say you are greater than what people say. Now you are praying. All those that are looking for permanent job, it is your time to receive a permanent job. It is your time to receive your permanent job. It is your time for your certificate to work for you. Thank the Lord. Ah, forget somebody has told you you must learn Swedish. Ah, you don't know Swedish, you cannot get that thing. Thank the Lord. Today I receive my permanent job. Today I receive that job today. And now, Lord, because you are greater than what people say, because you are greater than what people think, I receive it today. You want to start a new business and you are saying you don't have the money. Say God, you are the one that owns the money. You are the one that owns the capital. Give me that business. Provide the money for that business. Because Jehovah, you are greater than what people say. Because Jehovah, you are greater than what people think. Ah, tell the Lord, if these customers, tell the Lord you want new customers. You want customers that have money. Customers that have money. Customers that will order your good and your pay in advance. I don't want customers that will be wearing me. I want customers that will pay in advance. Father Lord, this new year, you will bring customers from all over this city, from beyond this city. You are beginning to pay in advance. You are going to thank the Lord that visa you have applied for, that citizenship you have applied for. Receive your visa. Receive your citizenship this morning. Thank the Lord, because you are better than what people say, because you are better than what people think, you will give me that visa. You will give me that citizenship. Oh Lord, you will move. They say your time has not reached, your time has reached. My sister, your time has reached. My brother, your time has reached. God, because you are better than what people say. God, you are because you are better than what people think. That first time accommodation, you will stop sharing accommodation. You will stop moving from room to room to room to room. You will stop living in the back. Lord, you give me my own first time accommodation. In the city I am looking for, because you are better than what people say. King of kings, speak your word. Speak your word concerning my accommodation. Speak your word concerning my accommodation. Speak your word concerning my accommodation. I reject. How can you have a problem with social? You have a problem with social. You have a problem with social. I reject any problem with social agency. My children will not be a source of problem to me. My children will not be a source of joy. My children will not be a source of joy. Every place with social, I close it. Why don't you close that case? Number one, because the King of Kings is your king. Tell the Lord, that case with social, I close it. I close it. I close it in the name of Jesus. I will live free. I will live free. Tell the Lord, in 2018, you will experience. You will have multiple accelerated promotion. Career promotion. Career promotion. Career promotion. In Jesus' name we pray. We go to our next prayer. We are going to pray for our students. If you are not a student, your children are students. You see, tell the Lord to bless your children. Thank God the Lord has blessed us. We don't talk about our pastors, but almost every pastor is a doctor in our midst. Amen? Amen. The pastor who came from that church, see, it looks like in your church, you only take doctors for pastors. Now, if the pastors of your children are doctors, your children will be doctors. Amen. I tell your children, none of them will stop and come and say, Mommy, I want to be a singer. Singer is a good thing, but you first be a doctor before a singer. If that is what God wills. Amen? Amen? So today you are going to pray. Don't just close your mind and say they are now talking to school people. This is your child. This one. And today you prophesy to this child. You. Which child's name will I call now? Which child's name should I call? Which child's name should I call? Your child in Jesus' name. You prophesy. Say you be a doctor. You be a lawyer. You be an engineer. You prophesy on them this morning. So don't just say nice academic prayer. I will not pray. You will pray. So you are going to pray for the academic prayer. All those looking for their exam, they will pass. PhD, they will pass. Because when we started, all our brethren in Finland, we told them the same thing, keen to PhD. Almost our pastors in Finland, the doctors. Norway, everywhere we are in Tuscan, they never became. When you came, ushers, if you throw stone, you lance on the doctor. So you are going to claim for your children. Your children, even if they want to go into other profession, they will carry this certificate. Amen. Your children will do, your student will become doctors young. Amen.
Amen.
Young. You will pray. Next, you're going to pray that elders looking for positions, looking for God will do them. Let's open our mouth and pray. Let's open our mouth to pray. If you are a student, you are telling the Lord, my exams are resourcing. My exams are resourcing. That place, the position I'm looking for, I'm getting it this morning. Oh God, that article has submitted. Favor me, Lord. Favor me, Lord. All the reviewers for that article, let them accept the article. Let them accept the article. I'm looking for, that funding I'm looking for, oh God of mercy, you grant me that scholarship. Oh God of mercy, you grant me that funding. You now you are praying for your children, that your children in school, their teachers will be excellent. Their teachers will be excellent. Now pray for yourself, that even in your if you are not established, you are doing your business, that your business will be different. Your business will be excellent. You are going to pray that if you stand on track position, the Lord will give you. The personal position, the Lord will give you. That in this 2 years, you have multiple accelerated career promotion. You don't be promoting in your career. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we are going to pray for our single people and all our expectant mothers. Amen. Because they are going to receive their babies. Next year, we should increase the chairs. Amen. That there will be more prayer. And we have told our pregnant mothers in the night, come and sit down there and pray and cry to God and say, God, next year I must sit down here. Amen. Amen. Cry to God alone that next year I must do what? Sit down here and get my own blessing. We are praying for all our friends. All those looking for husband, looking for wife, the Lord will give you a wife, a husband that will make you happy. That you'll be running back for work. People say, what's going on? You say, I have to get back home. My husband, my wife is too sweet. Amen. Yeah. All those that are looking for children, the God of Hannah. You are in the presence of the God of Hannah. The Lord will grant it to you in Jesus' name. And you will place your hand on your womb. You say, this is my womb. My womb, you carry babies. Amen. Yeah, I know my womb is a bit big, so I'm not talking about my womb now. Amen. You place your hand on your womb and you say, my womb will do what? We carry babies, we carry boys, we carry girls. You prophesy on it, no delay. You talk it to your womb, what? No delay. You are praying this day. You call the God of Elizabeth to remember it. Let's open our mouths and pray. It's time to pray now. You are telling the Lord, you know the type of husband you want as a single, you know the type of wife you want as a single. Tell the Lord, nothing will blind your eyes. You all husband will come to you. Anything that is delaying that man from coming to you, wherever the man is, whether the man is in America, whether the man is in continental or other side of Europe, wherever the man is, that the Lord will bring the man to you for you. Ah, even wherever you are, the Lord will give the man your name. The Lord will give the man your address. The Lord will give the man your title. And when the man sees you, the beauty of God will be on you. The beauty of Jesus will be on you. That the Lord will beautify you. Ah, you forget, somebody said tall, short, fat, thin. Now when the man sees you, the man will say, this is the God of my day. The man will say, this is my flesh of my flesh. And you as a man, you are praying. That woman, that blessed woman, the Lord will grant, give it unto you. God of honor. God of honor, grant me my children today. God of honor, grant me my children today. You are praying that the God of Sarah, the God of Sarah will open your womb. The God of Sarah will open your womb. And your children will be healthy. You are touching your womb. You are saying, this womb, you will carry boys. This womb, you will carry girls. This womb, there will be no miscarriage. This womb, there will be no delay. You are praying for your children. None of your children will be married. None of your boys will be married. None of your girls will be married. For them, you are setting to be prayer for your children. Your children are going to grow up with multiple children. You yourself, you will carry your own grandchildren. Because the God of heaven has done it for you.
Boys and girls,
go in peace and the Lord grant thee thy request in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to pray for safety by entering 2018, that in 2018 you will not have any accidents. And you will not make mistake. You know what I mean? One sister called me from one of the countries here in Europe, Belgium in particular. She said, talk to my husband. My husband doesn't want to go to work. The husband is a bitter life pastor. I said, what happened? I said, give me the phone. No, I first said, wait. Because we're having a Skype leader's meeting. I said, come, Miss, come back. Just wait, his father. He said, he doesn't want to go to the next. I said, what happened? He said that the husband works in one of these companies. I don't want to call the name. And he made a typographical error. And the company lost 10 million euros. And they forgave him. Like a month after, he made another typographical error. And the company lost 1 million euros. You know when demon, principality, and powers are working, the person don't know what he's doing. Ah!
He himself, he says he's packing his load back to Africa. Before they carry him to police, I say, my brother, forget you, I'm going to pray. Eh? And this woman has accused me before, eh? Because every time she comes, I'll just say, let's pray, it's okay. Right? So she now accused me that I don't like praying long. So that day I decided to pray long. So I canceled, and I pray long. After I prayed, I say, go back to your work. So Monday, he went back to work. When he went back to work, his employer, a Belgian woman, came into the office and gave him a letter, worked. Hey, his mind caught. When the woman told me, he gave him a letter. Even me as Pastor Sunday came, he said, you see? I said, blood of Jesus, get away! Amen! As he opened the letter, it was a letter of promotion. Amen! You see, we understand you are human, God has promoted you. So in this new year, you will not make a mistake.
Amen.
There will be no accidents in your life. You have to pray. When the presence of God, when you pray this prayer like this, throughout the new year, you are covered. You are just walking in covering. Somebody is talking, you say, I have settled it at Shiloh. I have settled it in the presence of God. So, no accident. No one will come and steal your time, your talent. A false friend, a hypocritical friend, no one like that. So that you understand what you are praying. And you pray. This year, you will not eat anything that will destroy you. Once I went to one of the churches, actually the church in Stockholm, and one sister came to me and said, sister, somebody shook you. I mean, the person shook you. That's why this thing is happening. So when you travel, the person shook you and you didn't know. No, if anybody shake you this year, the person will just go like that. Amen? Because you have settled it. And you go somewhere, somebody give you something to eat. Eat it very, very well because you have settled it. Amen? That's the prayer I'm going to pray to. Let's open our mouths and pray. Father, in my life, no accident. Father, in my life, in 2018, no accident. Open your mouth and pray, no accident. Look at this, your beautiful children. No accident for them. Look at your husband. No accident for you. No accident, though. In 2018, I'm settling it in the presence of the Lord. No accident. No mistakes. That we don't make a mistake. My husband will not make a mistake. My wife will not make a mistake. In 2018. No mistake at all. In 2018, no limitation. Because the Lord will protect you, but no limitation in my life. And you know where I want to go. And you know that I am believing. In 2018, nobody will steal from me. Nobody will steal from my children. Nobody will steal from my wife. Nothing will waste my money. Nothing will waste my talent. No false call. Send me money. I reject it in Jesus' name. In 2018, I will not eat anything that will destroy me. Any food that is given to me, I cover that food with the blood of Jesus. Anything I drink in 2018, right now I cover it with the blood of Jesus. Any poison, I convert that person to health. I convert that person to nutrition. I convert that person to health. I convert that person to nutrition. In the name of Jesus, this new year, I will not go to anywhere that will harm me. Mistakes, I reject you. Accident, I reject you. I will not go. And I remain in the name of Jehovah. Because the name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Because the name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Because the name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Thank you, Lord, because you know I've answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Prayers for safety. For direction. That in this new year, every decision you take, that the Holy Ghost will guide you. Amen. Decision about your husband, about your wife, about your children, that the Lord will guide you in this new year. That the Lord will be your helper. Amen. Amen. When I go to those accommodations, even the departmental secretary, how did you get it? I say, my father gave me. And I say, your father, who is that? Your helper. Because this year, the Lord will be your helper.
Amen.
In everything you do, for your children, the Lord will be. Someone asked him, how are you taking care of three children? He said, the Lord is my what? Are you taking care of this, your husband? You said, the Lord is our what? This new year, you ask the Lord to be your helper. You have to ask. Jesus asked blind Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? This new year, that everywhere you go, everything you do to, and every positive prophecy in the Bible, will be coming to pass in your life. Let's open our mouth and pray. That you still here, that the Lord will guide you, the job you want to apply for, the start, even when you start your job, the way you interact with the people, you need divine guidance. That car you want to buy, the way you drive the car, you need divine guidance. That business you are doing, you need divine guidance. The way you interact with the customers, that visa, that whatever, that the Lord will guide you this year. That the Lord will be your helper, 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 that the Lord will be your helper in everything you do this year. The Lord will be your helper. The Lord will be your helper. The Lord will be your helper. The Lord positive prophecies. Every positive prophecies in your life, in the Bible, will be fulfilled in your life. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Now, the next prayer, bless Stephen. Prayer for satisfaction and fulfillment. This new year, you want you be satisfied. You come back home, you will sleep. You know, when a satisfied man is sleeping, he will be singing. What sister says, is this singing or snoring? I say, when there are different translations of the Bible. Amen. My own translation said singing. Another translation said snoring. Amen. But that is a happy man. Amen. This new year, you will be satisfied. Now, this new year, that people will be mentioning your name. Hey, people will be mentioning your name. That woman's business, go and meet our business, is a good one. In your job, people will mention your name. Amen? Amen. People will mention your name for promotion, and people will accept you. That this new year, that God will visit you. Amen. Because this one, I don't know how what happens when God visits you. When God happens, visit you. Miracle beyond my imagination will happen to you. Amen? Amen. This new year, that the King will visit you, and when he comes, he will just speak. And go away, and that will be happen. That this new year there will be no disappointment in your life, and every good expectation will come to pass. Let me open your mouth and pray. In this new year, that there will be promotion, there will be better job. People will be mentioning your name, mentioning your name, mentioning your name, mentioning your name, mentioning your name for increase. When you might, they will even come and meet you that take salary increase, take salary increase. I say, receive the salary increase, receive it. In the name of Jesus, this new year, that the King of Kings will visit you, and you speak his word of excellence. You will speak his word of excellence. That there will be no disappointment in your life. That every good expectation will come to pass. Every good expectation will come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord do it for you. Our next prayer now, revelational prayer. This new year, that the angels will always help you. Amen. Angels, they still work on nowadays that they will help you. Amen. Because there are things you don't know that the angels will appear and help you. Amen. That this year, that the ministry of angels will be fulfilled in your life. That in this year, the Lord will save you from all enemies. You cannot deal with every allergy, every sickness, you live in peace. Let's open our mouth and pray. That in this new year, there will be angelic ministration in your life. The angels of God will work for you. The Lord will send his angels to work for you. The Lord will send his angels to work for you. The Lord will send his angels to work for you. That the places you cannot go, the angels of God will go for you. The places you cannot go, you cannot be everywhere at the same time. You cannot be in the school with your children. But when your children go to school, the angels of God will be with them. When you are in the kitchen and your children are in the school, the angels of God will be with them. When your children are in the gardens, the angels of God will be sitting with them. That the angels of God will work for you this year. That the angels of when you are driving, the angels of God will be before you. The angels of God will be behind you. By this year, no allergy, no sickness, you will live in peace. You will live in peace. You will live in peace. You will live in soundness. You will live in peace. You will live in soundness. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray now. We are going to pray from 2008 into 18 into 2019. So pray out of continuity. So that 2018, you have prayed into, because there are some things that you know go from 1 year to another. So you are going to pray. And in this prayer, I'm going to tell the Lord, God is a good God. Amen. When I saw our children at this program, I was so happy. They were looking so handsome. Amen. Coat, suit, tie, look at them looking like pastors. Handsome, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful shirt, beautiful clothes, beautiful hats. I say God has blessed their parents. Amen.
Amen.
And God has, if you can do that for your children, God should do it. God can do it for you. Amen.
Amen.
So you tell God, you come to God as his child. You say, God, do for me what a good father does for his child he loves. You be telling like that. That's your prayer. Because you know some of us surprise our children. Amen. So let God surprise you. The way the miracle will say, hey, I don't know how this miracle happened. Amen.
Amen.
And God, that's the way God will surprise you. You will jump, you will shout, you will dance. Because God will surprise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And that you will go from 2018. When the 2018 end, and you look at your account, you say, where did this money come from? Amen. Where did this car come from? Where did this house come from? 2018. That the Lord will think and plan for you. Let's open our mouth and pray. That in this 2018, the Bible says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you. That as you go from 2018 into 2019, there will be positive continuity in your life. There will be positive continuity in your life. There will be positive continuity in your life. There will be positive for continuity in your life. That my father, you are my father. I give my life to you. I didn't give my life to the devil. I didn't give my life to witches. I am giving my life to you. Do for me what a good father does for his child is lost. Surprise me with your miracle. Surprise me with your miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally now, then we go at it. Finally, we are going to pray that in this new year, that you come to the mercy seat of God. Any past sin, anything that sometimes is over. Amen. Because as we cross into the new year, 2017 is over. Amen. Then, like Pastor said today, you should reject it. You know what you reject is rejected. Amen. So today now you're going to reject anything your father suffered. They say your father had stroke, your father had hepatitis, whatever diabetes, you reject it. Amen. You say what? And you tell your children, my children, look, everything my grandfather suffered, you will not suffer.
Amen.
Amen. Everything they had, you will not have it. So you will reject it today in God's presence. You will reject it. Then you will pray. This new year, the Lord, you will not borrow. You won't let be lending. You'll be giving people money. You'll be giving. How God will do it, leave that in the hands of God. This new year, that the Lord will give you fruitful social connections. Amen. Not just that you have 1,000 people in Facebook and they don't know your face, you don't know their face. No, that there are social connections you will have. Amen. You just make a phone call, things will change. Amen. That the Lord will give you in this new year, and the Lord will give you destiny helpers. People that will come to you and say, my sister, I like your face. I don't know why, my brother, I just like you. And I say, I will do you good. Amen. Open your mouth and pray. And this new year. Anything in the past, any mistake in the past will not affect your future. Let my past not affect my future. Any mistake I made in 2017, any mistake I made in 2017, it will not affect my future. I reject. Today I say it with my mouth. Wherever anyone is speaking against me, wherever any voice is speaking against me, listen, I reject you. I reject every condemnational curse. And I will not experience anything suffered by my ancestors. Because I reject them in the name of Jesus. Because I reject them in the name of Jesus. Because I reject them in the name of Jesus. God of mercy. God of mercy. Do good to me every day in 2018. I have come and Anna went to Shiloh and she settled in the presence of God. I am settling in today with the presence of God. I am settling my miracle today in the presence of the Lord. By this thing yet the Lord will do me good. I shall not borrow. My bank account will be not dear. Listen to the word of the Lord. My bank account will sweat bank. Listen to the word of the Lord. My bank account will be SCD. Listen to the word of the Lord. My bank account is Forest Bank. Listen to the word of the Lord. My bank account will be Canada Bank. Listen
to the word of the Lord. My bank account is large for Shastu. Listen to the word of the Lord. You will increase. You will increase. Every month money will get into you. Every month I will spend, I will have a source saving that will enter inside you. My bank account, listen to the word of the Lord. I will use you to build houses. I will use you to buy cars. I will use you to train my children. I will use you to feed my home. The Lord will invest into you. Listen to the word of the Lord. It shall be so. This year, I receive fruitful social connections. This year, I receive fruitful social connections. This year, I receive fruitful social connections. Let important people in Sweden look for me. Let powerful people in Sweden look for me. Let powerful people in Europe look for me. Hey, let the glory of God be seen in me. Let the honor of God be seen in me. Let the favor of God be seen in me. In the name of Jesus. Ah, this year, destiny helpers will come and bless me. Ah, destiny, look at when Jesus was born. The wise men came to bless me. This year, destiny helpers will come and bless you. People, God will. King Asros will be looking for you to bless you this year. King Asros will be looking for you to bless you this year. This year, they will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we come before you. We lay all these requests at your feet. And we thank you because you are the King of Kings. The King that no one can resist your authority. No one can resist your power. No one can resist your voice. I will thank you because you have heard all our voices in your presence. And you have sealed all these prayer requests. And you have sent your angels to answer them. Thank you, Lord, because in your presence there is fullness of joy. And we have received our deliverance. And we have received our victory. And all these prayer requests have been answered in Jesus' name. Oh, good God, this new year, do for us surprising miracle. What a good father does for his children. Thank you, Lord, because you know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.